It is 2:30 in the morning, and I'm in a hotel room in Sonoma, 13.8 miles south of our home in Santa Rosa. I am up because I can't sleep and because we've been evacuated due to encroaching fires from all directions. I do not know if we will ever see our home again. I just went online to a government satellite map that shows active fires in real time in our area. There is a red square less than a quarter mile southwest of our home, a square that wasn't there last night when we went to bed. I look it up on the legend and it says, emerging, 0 to 12 hours. A shiver runs up my spine as I try to contemplate the very real prospect we may lose our home, the home we moved into less than a year ago, the home with our treasures, keepsakes, memories from our life together. It is a chilling feeling, one I wasn't even remotely familiar with until only a few days ago when we found ourselves thrust into a burning hell we never could have imagined. My dog snores on the bed beside me, the bed we borrowed from friends because we left our house in such a hurry. Besides Miles's bed, we also left food in the fridge, plants unwatered, all our clothes except a few essentials, some of our meds, our art, everything we own. It's devastating to think about what may happen in the next 48 hours, but I know there are many brave and strong and very tired firefighters, police officers, PG&E workers, risking their lives, trying their very best to save our home and those of our neighbors. I am overcome with gratitude and love for these people I don't even know, people that make me feel connected to our home and community in a way I have never felt before. And I realize, even though our house may be gone, our home is solid, more solid, in fact, than it has ever been. With a perspective, I'm Pete Gavin.